This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Jihad.
Very good. I never said that. I wish you did some research.
No. I saw the YouTube video.
You saw the YouTube video that was doctored by a group of people that claim to be following Jesus Christ are actually distorting his message. So if you're looking for the truth, I'm standing in front of you.
You're saying you didn't say it. I saw it. It did not look doctored to me.
Well,
I mean, a doctored video is not doctored.
Okay. The video, it's not a video, it's an audio. The audio was taken from a 13-hour series, literally spliced together, sentence by sentence. So it's in my voice. But it is not actually me speaking the entire sentence, right?
I know that you pretend to be a moderate Muslim. I know that you've been making this pretense for a long time.
I don't need to pretend anybody because I have death threats from all different sides.
I'm sure. I get death threats too.
Not from us.
I don't know.
Don't worry.
There have been some death threats from us.
Okay. I'm very sorry if that is true, but I highly doubt it. I want to give you an article to read. Okay. Do you have a phone on you?
I don't have a phone. No, but you can send it to my email.
What is your email address? So before you make an accusation, I think Jesus Christ himself taught to be an honest person.
Okay? Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
All I ask to do is to read my response to this slander against me. And I also ask you to listen to my lectures directly from me and not from enemies who have spliced together sentences I've said. I have over 1,000 hours of YouTube.
I know you have a lot of them.
Okay, and if I wanted to lie and pretend to be somebody that I'm not, I wouldn't be saying half the things that I say. I am highly critical of radical Muslims, but I'm also highly critical of this policy. I'm highly critical of the double standards of the far right. If I wanted to appear to be an appeasing, moderate person who's politically correct, I would not be saying the types of things that I say. So I speak the truth, what I believe to be the truth. I don't sugarcoat anything. And I criticize anybody whom I think is incorrect, whether it's our government, whether it's Christian radicals, whether it's Muslim radicals.
Okay.
So I have no reason to lie to you or anybody else.
Let me see if
I'm standing right in front of you.
Let me see if you lied to me. Right,
and ask me a point blank question.
I will ask you a point blank question.
Right.
Okay, doesn't it say that a Muslim, if he leaves his religion, should be killed?
That is indeed the law of Islam as it was practiced for over 1,000 years.
Okay,
that's to ask you a question. That was indeed the law, right? Now, the question that you need to ask, are we here preaching that?
No, you can't because you're such a minority.
Not even. The question
you call honor killings there.
No, but that's not an honor. See, you're accusing us and I'm standing in front of you, sir.
Well, it happens. Honor killings happen.
And over here, spousal abuse happens as well. Yes. Does that mean America allows it? Please, sir, be fair to truth.
Okay,
things happen in America. Racism is an American phenomenon as well. Are you going to say that's what it represents?
Wait, before you ask another question, let me answer you.
You asked me, does Islam preach that those who leave the faith should be executed?
Yes.
The response is, indeed, Islamic law did have that doctrine. I'm not sugarcoating it. The question is, does that doctrine...
But thank you for your honesty.
Let me finish.
I appreciate your honesty.
Thank you.
The people in there lie to me.
I want to finish. Can you please finish? I want to hear what he says.
The question is, are modern Muslims required to keep that part of the law, or can we fine-tune and modify it? That is an ongoing discussion that is taking place. And many Muslim theologians of our time are actually saying that particular law can be modified in light of modern circumstances. Just like many issues of Judaism and Christianity were also modified over time. Secondly, and what's more important, are we or any Islamic American organization advocating for things that go against the Constitution? And that is a resounding no. Even if Pakistan, Timbuktu, Saudi Arabia have those laws, that's their law, that's their prerogative. I'm an American, I was born and raised here. I have just as much right to this country as you. You have no right to take away my freedom to be an American.
I'm not talking about you accusing me of being a terrorist without even approaching me and asking me. I see your first question. All right.
Can you give me another question now?
Okay. Well, let me finish with my train of thought.
Okay. Go ahead.
If, like you say, Islam Islam says that you must die if you leave your religion. What other
Islam
organization?
Said that.
Okay, okay.
I said this was Islamic law.
Okay,
from this century.
All right.
There's
all right.
a big difference.
It's, okay,
between,
it's also. What's the other organization that requires that you be killed if you leave it? It's the Mafia. It's a totalitarian.
Okay,
okay, it's a definition of a totalitarian.
So you want to compare the Mafia with Islam?
This is the Islamic ideology, yes. And it is totally comparable.
So any two things that are the same, any two systems, means they are equal to one another?
No, I didn't say they're exactly equal.
But that's
qualitatively, in that they both require that you be killed, they're similar in that regard.
So what is the penalty for treason here in America?
Well, it can be whatever.
It is also that exactly.
Well, okay, but
so
how's
every
it? Oh, so that's treason. That's treason if you leave. You're considering that treason. You're trying to establish an Islamic state here. I will not allow that. I will not allow that in my state. My great-great-grandfather, who fought in the Civil War.
By the way, no one's establishing Islamic state here.
This is your accusation.
I don't know where
you're
trying to. No, how can you say what I'm doing? How can you say what I'm doing that I'm trying to when I'm not?
Hey, I'm supposed to be at Itana's main platform. It's on YouTube and on Inkna's main platform to a predominantly Muslim audience. I was telling them, guys, who is saying amongst you we need to establish an Islamic state? We are American Muslims. It is nonsensical and un-Islamic. And I said this on Inkna's main conference in front of 7,000 people who are all Inkna supporters, right? There are witnesses here that were there that year that I said it. It's online. Before you accuse me, sir, be fair to the God you believe in. If you truly honor Jesus Christ, if you truly respect him, follow in his footsteps and be fair. Sure, we have disagreements in theology. And if you were to tell me that you don't believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God, I would say you're right, sir, and I respectfully disagree. But you're accusing me of a lie, and that's why I'm
irritated. I see an A,
right?
And that,
I'm the
that
main speaker.
Is... That
I'm
is...
the main speaker of ICNA tonight.
Okay.
And,
right.
I'm telling you, ICNA is not a terrorist organization.
You ever hear of the Holy Land terrorism financing trial?
Of course I know. Why
okay.
don't you?
Why?
Want,
okay.
It was a big sham. It completely dissolved. There was not a single conviction.
No. Some people were convicted.
They weren't convicted of supporting terrorism. It was issues of tax fraud or whatever standard stuff that if you really wanted to... I was never part of them. But you're using a McCarthyistic tactic of guilt by association. If I were to go and look at every single person you ever anger out of, the shopping centers you go to, the people that you talk, that's ridiculous. What have you done that I can accuse you of? ICNA is not a terrorist organization.
It's a terrorist front.
Sir, you have no proof and evidence.
Okay.
This is a
false
accusation.
Did you read this?
I know exactly what these things say. So here, you're linking Al-Qaeda with ICNA? I mean, honestly, seriously? You're linking Hamas with ICNA? This is a blatant lie. I am telling you it's a blatant lie. This organization is literally sliced together 5-second snippets. Go look at it. It's not a video. It's an audio. Look at it. It's an audio. They take little bits here and there, and I will send you the link. What was your email address? Did you put his email address? If you are a man of God, which you claim to be, it's only fair you read my article, you read my clarification. I am here in this hotel. I'll be speaking tonight. Come and talk to me directly.
We will give you a free ticket to come and sit with us.
Come and talk to me directly about what you're accusing me of. Because this is a lie. And if you claim to be a follower of Jesus Christ, I'm sorry. Jesus Christ would have nothing to do with this type of shenanigans. If you truly claim to be a follower of Jesus Christ, you're not going to be accusing us of lies.
You're associating with ICNA, and ICNA
is not a
front for the Muslim Brotherhood.
It's not a terror.
It was shown in the
Muslim Brotherhood. I'm not taking it. I'm trying to ride it. I'm not going to take anything without
you. Sir, would you mind coming and joining us for the meal?
I'll come for the question and answer session.
Yes.
Yeah.
What's your name, sir? So, what's your name, sir?
Yeah. He's German, right?
What's your name, sir?
My name?
Okay. Are you a pastor?
I'm a missionary.
Oh, you're a missionary.
Yeah.
All right. Perfect.
Sir, you're welcome to come and listen to us.
We'll give you a free ticket to come and have meal with us and enjoy the whole program.
We have disagreements theologically. There's no problem there. This is America. I'm not Christian. I don't believe in the
Trinity. Okay, have you denounced all the Christians that are being killed in Islamic nations? Have you denounced
we're against Pakistan. I have spoken against Pakistan's blasphemy laws. Go listen to me online.
Okay, well, have you written your congressman? Have you made sure that the people here contact their congressman about Christian persecution?
That's a valid point.
Please do that.
But just because we haven't done that doesn't mean we're terrorists. Sir, there's a lot of good things that can be done. We're not doing them. Right? You're right. Maybe we're falling short in some things. Maybe we haven't written to our congressman about that one issue. That's a perfectly valid point. But this is invalid.
This is
invalid.
I don't believe so.
But anyway, you are more than welcome to come with that.
It's a free country. You have the right to lie against us.
You can come with that poster. We will allow you.
Do not. I'm sorry. As a Muslim, I'm offended you're wearing this and you have this. That's just offensive to me. As a Muslim, you have
the cross offends you anyway.
No.
So, yes, it does.
This is what's offending me. I love Jesus Christ.
I know.
He's my prophet.
He's only appeared. He's only from the Jews, though. He's a worldwide prophet.
Sure. Okay. So that's true. That's true, sir. We disagree, and I'm not lying about that, okay? But I love Jesus Christ, and what you are doing, I don't believe Jesus Christ would ever do.
He knocked over some tables in the temple.
Because they were evil people. This is the lie. This is what I'm telling you.
I'm trying to tell people what's
going on. You know what, sir? If you were distributing pamphlets to convert to Christianity, because you're preaching your version of the truth. But you are lying. This is why I'm irritated. Do you understand the difference?
Well, you can be irritated if you want to, but I believe
and
it's
you
the truth.
Slandering, and you are slandering.
No, no.
I'm
I did a hell of
you.
A lot of research.
As the organizers, we request you, Amuli, to come and sit with us and have meal with us and listen to the whole proceeding.
Well,
we are open organization.
The entire organization.
I was going to come for the question and answer period of Pi. Who's going to come there?
You're more than welcome
sir. You can come. Why don't you share meal with us?
Polite question.
Sorry.
Why don't you share meal with us? Because Jesus liked to eat with even the downtrodden, the worst people of his time.
I appreciate your
And if you think that we are worthy of anything, come and share meal with us.
Because this is what Jesus would do.
Just like you, we're religious people just like you. We disagree about religion, but we are not preaching violence, and we are just as proud to be American as you are.
I am personally insulted
that you are slandering me.
This is called a fundraiser, right? Fundraiser here, right?
Do you know what for? Do you have any idea?
I would like to know.
We are organizing food pantries and shelters for abused women here in Denver. This is what we're doing.
Okay.
And you're standing here and claiming we're a terrorist organization.
Am I correct? By the way, be honest.
As far as I know, this is all American.
Primarily, but some may go to the Syrian refugee who are in Europe.
Okay, Syrian refugees.
Some of it's going overseas.
Okay, it is.
For Syrian refugees, right?
Very well. Syrian refugees in Turkey. There's a big difference, sir. Not to
in Europe. In Europe.
Syrian refugees.
It's going to Turkey. Going to Turkey
or Europe?
Europe. Our team is already there in Europe to help the people, to provide them food and shelter and blanket.
What percentage is going to Syria?
We will decide depending upon the outcome.
Okay, and the bulk of it is meant for what projects here in Denver?
It is for informing people about Islam and to do service to the people.
Is that really?
Including the yesterday
food pantry.
The food pantry, other things. Okay, so my point to you, sir, is to come inside and listen to us rather than spread Sanders and lies. See what we're saying.
I'm not lying. I did a lot of research.
Sir, if you truly are open-minded, you don't sound it. You don't sound it.
You sound pretty bigoted right now. I'm not bigoted.
You've made up your mind about Muslim ideology.
If I was against the Nazi ideology, would you say that I'm anti-German, that I don't like German people? Well, I'm part German anyway, but... Would you say
Islam with Nazism?
Yes. It's totalitarian.
I feel sorry for you. I pray to God that He guides you and gives you the compassion and mercy that Jesus Christ came to preach, because you are not following the footsteps of Jesus Christ. May God have mercy on you. May God show you the truth.
May Jesus appear to you.
Amen. Thank you.
We want to see Jesus, and we believe in Him, and we expect He's going to come back. And guess what? When He comes back, we're going to be on His side. This is our theology.
Okay,
you don't even know what Islam preaches.
I've been a bunch of different Islamic meetings.
Well, you're not coming to our meeting.
No, because you've already made up your mind.
Okay, so here is that. We extend you open offer.
Yes.
You can walk in anytime. We will not charge you our ticket fee. Is that fair enough?
Fair.
Okay. Please welcome. Anytime.
All right.
God bless and God guide you, and God give you the compassion and mercy that Jesus Christ preached. Okay?
Soften your heart.
God bless.
Okay, thank you so much.
Amen. 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 I hope so as well. Amen.